So can you describe a typical patient that'll walk out with a watch and wait, and a typical patient that'll walk out getting ready to be treated?
Sure. And so the typical patient, mid-60s, comes in. They've got lymph nodes. They've had them for a while. Someone finally made a diagnosis.
They feel fine.
They feel fine. They have absolutely no symptoms. It's mostly either a palpable abnormality, and then someone does a CAT scan, then someone does a biopsy. They come in, they get staged, usually with a bone marrow biopsy and CAT scans. And if they have really low bulk or low volume disease, I talk to them about watch and wait as an option. And I also talk to them about an approach like the ECOG study, which is looking at those patients and treating them with single agent rituximab.
That's the resort trial I'm talking about?
Yeah, either extended with continuous maintenance type of approach or watch and wait until after the rituximab and wait until they relapse and then retreatment at that time. And that study is, I think, a valid study.
That's a cool study.
It's an interesting study. And, you know, the dangers of that study, you know, just coming from a scientific perspective, is that you may have a lot of people now having rituximab resistance to single agent, that you then don't get the potential mileage out of it you would do with chemo immunotherapy, where we think it's actually you get more bang for the buck.